Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, welcome, welcome to the show. It is me. It is me, your girl, Labora Lee, a.k.a. Kat Lee, and
you have now tuned in to Ambitiously, the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm trying to make sure everything is good and a go before I get started because, hold on, let me just check one thing. All right. That's looking good. Because today, my friends, today is Media Monday. Today is the day that we get into all of the gap that is going on these streets. And we talk about it. We give our opinions. You know, we chop it up about a few things. A few things I want to say before I get started, which is join the conversation. Drop a comment, call in, or text. The number is 443-780-5978. 443-780-5978. The number will be scrolling at the bottom of the screen throughout the rest of the program. Also, if you call in, you will be live on air. If you text, I will read your text message live on air. And if you comment, it'll be on the screen, and I will also be reading that live on air as well. Okay, we covered those things. You gotta cover it all, baby. Gotta cover it all. If you would like to reach out to us for any reason at all, contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. That'll be back on the screen a little later, and it is in our description above or below, depending on how you're watching. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription we can get. Hit that like button. We love it. We love it over here. And check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. Let me just tell you, that website is the hub to all things Ambitiously. You need to go over there and check it out. Skincare products, merch, radio station. You can listen or watch the podcast. You can join our coffee community from there. You can donate if you would like. You can do all things Ambitiously over there. So go over there and check it out. Of course, after this program. And then that's that. Those are the things that I need to say. I'm going to put that back on the screen briefly. Well, for a while. Because we got some things to talk about this evening. Oh, yeah. Because you know I got the gab, baby. And I'm ready to talk about it. it's a lot going on in this world right now. I want to send my condolences to all those who are being affected by the wildfires over in California. That's crazy. Hold on. My mess is acting crazy, but yeah, that's crazy. You know, you hear all the time that they get wildfires in California, but not to this magnitude, and you really don't, not LA like that, you feel me? So this is just crazy to even hear about, but we're going to talk about some of that this evening. They really want me to be at these court hearings bad. So let's get into it a little bit. We're gonna talk about a few things. Speaking of the California fires, this is how devastating it is right now over there. Singer Jhené Aiko, her house burned down in LA from the wildfires. Let's get into it. So Ms. Aiko is the latest celeb to lose their home from a huge fire encircling Los Angeles. But thankfully, it sounds like everyone is safe despite the scary image she shared. And when I say this image is scary, I say this image is scary. It's like, oh my gosh. So Aiko posted about the news Thursday morning, writing that the home in the Pacific Palisades she shares with her children and all their belongings burnt to the ground, and now they've got to start from scratch. That's crazy. That's nuts. So Aiko also shared a scary picture of the fire overtaking her home, flames consuming living room, in a pic she took from the street. And this is what she had to say. That said, she also she's also thinking of others who experienced the tragedy this morning, adding she prays for everyone who lost their life's work, those who lost their life, praying for her city, praying for the wildfires and lost pets, praying for the world. It is so crazy what is going on right now, and these, like, it's nuts. She adds she's thankful that they still have each other, but her heart is heavy during these difficult times. I believe it, girl. A few fans called out Aiko for her post, claiming it's easier for her to rebuild because she's rich. She fired back on the neighborhood talk, replying years of hard work is gone in an instant. And she hopes her haters never have to experience something like this. It's a lot going on right now. I mean, just if you think about it in general, like politically, environmentally, it's just so many things going on. And what I'm going to say is I pray for the families who are affected, because that's a lot. And it's like, with the way the situation is, it doesn't take much for your house to ignite on, like, because it's wildfires, the embers from the fires can cause your house to catch a blaze. And I don't think anybody, I mean, yeah, she got money, you know, she got some money, but I don't think it's just that easy to pick up and start all over again. Like, I don't care how much money you had, like, she bought that house probably with the intention of making that her forever home. And now her home is up in flames. Memories that she had in there, probably awards that she had in there, pictures. I know she had a brother that passed away that she was very close to. It's probably, you know, things in there that are reminders of him. Like, you can't put a price on life. You feel me? That was her life. And now she has no home. And she has two children that she still has to take care of and make sure they're good. And the fact that she's watching this happen from her front yard is even crazier. So I feel like anybody with any kind of comment on these type of situations should just shut your mouth, because you don't know what it's like to live in an area where wildfires just randomly start. And then you also don't know what it feels like to lose everything you worked your butt off for to accumulate, and it all just be burnt down in a millisecond. You don't know what that's like, so shut your mouth. Hey Mo, thanks for the love. Thanks for the love, boo. I see you. But you don't know what that's like. So shut your mouth. That girl is probably out here dealing with all kinds of stuff mentally, trying to figure out where she gonna go from here. Nobody knows. These are things that you don't know how you would deal with it. And yeah, she's praying for everybody, not just herself, but for the families, you know, that also have been affected. I don't know what more you want from her. She's not supposed to feel sorry for herself. Like, that's crazy. Hey, Doc, babe. Thanks. Yeah, it looks like the internet is a little bit better today. I appreciate it so much. You have no clue, because last week, baby, it was rough. But the weather's a little bit better right now, so it seems like everything is going smoothly. Doc, it's okay. You can be a little late. It's fine. I don't think that, you here. That's a beautiful thing to me. So, listen. For those who got comments, nasty little, snide little comments about Ms. Aiko and what she's going through, shut your mouth. If you don't live in LA and this is not affecting you, you have nothing to say about what she's going through. Yes, there are people who are less fortunate than her that are also being affected by this, but that doesn't make that doesn't make her situation any less fortunate. Like, you gotta start your life all over again. He said, yeah, better. Hear Cat loud and clear. Yeah, it's a little bit better today. I like it. I'm cool with it. But let's keep it moving. I just had to speak on that. Let's stay in LA with it real quick, though. Yeah, let's stay in LA with it real quick, because it's a couple of things going on. Well, I got to speak kind of everywhere with it. So, ever since this Kendrick and Petty Boots thing, things have gotten a little interesting in the rap world, right? So we got TDE rapper Ray Vaughn is defending his team against Joey Badass, his recent shots at West Coast with a vengeance, and Tory Lanez also got caught in the crossfire. So on his Fury response, Crash Out Heritage, Ray Vaughn jabs back at Joey Badass with the lyrics like, what's with the sneak dissing, taking shots at us, then hide the Uzi, because the only badass the world was recognizing was Boosie. Dang. Hope this message reaches you well. Oh my gosh. Child is getting saucy. It's getting saucy. So Ray didn't pull punches with Lanez either, spitting. And Tory, you should be ashamed of yourself, because DDG needed to sell. You did a verse from a cell. That's crazy. apparently Tory Lanez jab at Megan Thee Stallion on DDG's collab handling business from December rubbed Ray the wrong way. He did not like it. He was not here for it. He said, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. So you'll recall, we ain't talk about this, so I'm just going to say this. Joey stirred the pot on New Year's Day, dropping the Too Much West Coast. I can't say it yet, but penile licking line to his The Ruler's Back freestyle. It's an old Jay-Z reference from 22 twos, but that didn't sit too well with the West Coast artists. The song beat in question is from Kendrick Lamar's The Heart Part 6. So looks like TDE's got a message for Joey Badass, and they're sending it loud and clear. Don't mess with the West Coast. I don't think, you know what? I do think. What I think is going on, and I'm going to be honest with you, okay? So Doc said trying to ride a wave, but I kind of understand. It's the ripples. Yeah, it's definitely the ripples. I think, like I said, that whole situation with Drake and Kendrick was good for hip-hop because it's making people step their game up. So that part, I'm going to say. As far as Joey Badass and what he had to say, I mean, I like Joey Badass, but you don't really hear his name too much in conversations. Although I feel like you should hear his name a little bit more because he's definitely a dope rapper, but he's not really a discussion that's often had, you feel me? So he trying to put his foot in the game. He trying to get up in there. And he said, he just trying to get up in there. He young, but he make that old sound. Yeah, I know. I like Joey Badass, like I said. But not many, you know, he's not a big conversation starter. Like everybody, everybody not doing that with him, but he never said he was top anything, and nobody expects him to be top anything. I never say he said he was top anything, and I know certainly from what I read he didn't say he was top anything, but you know, when it comes to this game, don't start no shit, won't be no shit. I probably cussed early, but don't start no stuff, won't be no stuff. And apparently he started some stuff, and Kendrick's fellow label men are following up, and that's what it is. Okay, I can't let my long hair. Yeah, don't start no shit, won't be no shit. So we're gonna see how this plays out. As far as Tory Lanez, I don't know. He in jail right now. He can't do nothing. J. Cole may want to take notes from Joey. No, J. Cole need to do exactly what J. Cole was doing and just not get involved in shit that should not be even a concern for him. Know your lane. Stay in it. I say this all the time. Know your lane and stay in it. J. Cole about to stay his ass where the fuck he at. Because now Joey Badass in it. And he ain't had nothing to do with it. And now he got something to do with it. Stay where the fuck you at, J. Cole. Don't listen to Doc. Doc gonna get you in trouble. Stay where you at. Stay where you at. Sometimes you really gotta just leave well enough alone. And that's one of them situations where well enough needs to be left the fuck alone. Okay, so let's get into this. We haven't talked about this in a minute. And it's time to talk about it. So Tasha K is firing back at Cardi B's claim. She is high in money in her bankruptcy case. She says the rapper is just trying to financially ruin her and sabotage her career. I can see that. And new docs obtained. The blogger alleges that Cardi tried to bully her financially and interfere with her bankruptcy case she filed back in 2023 after Cardi scored a huge judgment against her. She says that she thinks it's pretty clear the rapper wants to sabotage her career by trying to condition any settlement of the debt with a broad restriction on her ability to talk freely on her blogs and other medias, social media. Tasha says that in the paperwork, the case should not have been thrown out, insisting that she deserves a chance to present her own plan to the bankruptcy courts to see if it can be confirmed. This comes in response to the paperwork Cardi filed last month asking the judge to toss Tasha K's bankruptcy case out, where she questioned whether Tasha was really broke, too broke to pay the $3.4 million she owes Cardi after losing a defamation case in 2022. Cardi also accused Tasha of living a life of luxury while allegedly hiding money from creditors, claiming she uncovered multiple offshore trust accounts that Tasha holds. rumors have been swirling for a while now that Tasha had, you know, money out of the country in offshore accounts. I don't know if that's true because I don't know. I ain't in that lady bank account. I don't have, you know, like I don't be minding her business or whatever. And but in all fairness, if, and this is from a Cardi standpoint, so bear with me. If you owe me money and I see you doing things like getting little, you doing your show, you got your website, you got people have to pay to get on your website and all that stuff. They got to become members and all of that good stuff. You making some money somewhere. And no, it might not be in your name because remember, she is married. It could be possibly in her husband's name. In my opinion, if I'm Cardi B, I'm sorry, y'all. I gotta blow my nose real quick. And I don't want to do it on camera, but it's tough times here in Baltimore. But anyway, if I'm Cardi and I'm looking at you, you say you work and you're doing comedy shows, you on TV, you're making little movie appearances, you hosting shows and shit like that. Yeah, I would assume that you got a little bread. Now, I think I would be lenient to the fact that, okay, I don't think Tasha got $3 million. I mean, $4 million just sitting around. So if you want the money, you take it in, you know, some kind of, I don't know, you compromise if you want the money really bad. But I don't think Cardi really wants the money. I don't really think Cardi cares about the money. It's the fact that this lady ran around, had somebody on her show that told lies on Cardi B. She had to go get tested to prove that the lies was lies. You talked about that girl, her husband, children, all of these things. So, and I told y'all very much, Cardi is a Libra. You got one time to fuck with me and you gonna fuck around and find out. Cause So that's what that's about. Cardi, I don't think Cardi really wants the money. I think Cardi wants her soul. She probably can pay the whole three, whatever now, but longer she stay doing stuff, she needs to pay. And she's doing a lot. She's doing a lot still. She got a whole bunch going on. If you making money and you owe money, then pay what you owe, settle your debts and simple, right? Yeah, I don't think that she has $4 million to just shell out, though. I think that she has some money, but not $4 million. I think that if she's able to pay it in installments, she'll be able to pay it off. But from my understanding, Cardi don't want it in installments. Cardi want all her money right now. And because of this debt, she tried the bankruptcy thing. But I think because of this debt, it's not going to happen. But again, I don't think Cardi is hurting for money. I think Cardi is proving a point. Don't play with me. Don't fuck with me, and you don't never got to worry about it. You feel me? Doc said maybe she may be in the good highs, the high case. Right, I think she got a couple dollars, you feel me? But I just don't think that she has $4 million just sitting around and she could just shell out. And then you got to think about it. Not only that, she got kids she got to take care of. She got to live. I don't think this woman has $4,000 to just shell out. I think that in order to get the $4 million to just shell out. In order to get the $4 million, she gonna have to take it in installments. Cause she ain't gonna get the whole thing at one time. Never. So yeah. I don't know. And I mean, Tasha has it. The smart thing to do in her case, because she owes so much money to somebody, would be to try to file for bankruptcy because she don't have it. You feel what I mean? I just don't see her having $4 million to just shell out to Cardi B. She does good. She does well, but not that kind of well. Not that kind of well. So we're going to see how what happens next. Because... yeah, we got to see what happens next. We got to find out what the next thing is going to be. Is Cardi going to take installments? Like, how is that going to work out? Now, we talked about last Median Monday, a whole situation with Nicki Minaj. And y'all, I told y'all, I rarely talk about these people unless I feel like it's something to talk about. And I got an opinion to give on this. And we talked about Nicki getting in trouble, and it was a whole like trying to get a warrant for her arrest and all of this good stuff. Well, it's not good stuff, but all of this crazy stuff. So she won't be arrested according to the assault allegation made by her former manager, at least not yet. The warrant cops request has been denied. The spokesman for the Wayne County Prosecutor's Office says that they have reviewed the warrant request from the Detroit Police Department, but have chosen to deny it due to the insufficient evidence proving a crime had been committed. Mm. So the prosecutor's office does add that it's requested the police further further investigation of the matter. As been reported, Nicki Minaj was accused of getting physical with her former manager, Brandon Garrett, in a recent civil lawsuit. But it looks like prosecutors didn't think there was enough evidence of a crime to move forward with the arrest warrant, at least not absent further investigation. So Garrett claims that the rapper got aggressive with him while on tour in Detroit back in April 2024, alleging that Nicki Minaj flew into a rage over a situation regarding her personal prescriptions. Garrett says the rap star threatened his life, hit him in the face, and slapped him on the wrist, which is why he's suing for assault, battery, and intentional infliction of emotional distress. However, Nicki Minaj's lawyer has since slammed the lawsuit as completely false and frivolous. So that's that. So they haven't issued a warrant for her arrest. But that's not to say that they won't issue a warrant for her arrest. It's just to say that right now, currently, there's not enough evidence for them to arrest her. I wasn't there. I definitely don't know what the fuck happened. But I do know that sometimes, especially the entitled ones, they get a little, you know what I mean, crazy with it. And they start going off. Did Nicki Minaj do such a thing? The things that he is saying that she did? We don't know. But for right now, as far as her being arrested and charged criminally, it's not happening.
Oh, sorry, y'all. I'm tired.
But it's not happening so far. It probably happened. All her team was there. They not going to talk. Of course they not going to talk. That's who pay the bills. So you talk and you lose your job. That's who pays their bills. They not saying nothing. They got to show their loyalty to Nicki if it did happen. If it didn't happen, that's a damn shame because y'all got to stop blaming people for stuff that they did not do. But if it did happen, none of her employees are going to talk. She paid the bills. They employed by her, not by the person, the personal assistant. They employed by her. And what's this thing about her prescriptions? What kind of prescriptions? I got questions. Like, what was it so serious about these particular prescriptions that got her losing it? Oh, Lord. Doc said, very digital, like, yeah, very much. While she would have learned from him, being as though he used to be her management at one point in time, so wouldn't be shocking if she learned a few tricks of the trade. Until Nicki make one of her team mad and they flip on her. Yeah, that's what's gonna happen, Doc. She upsets one of them and they be the next one to tell it all. I just say, watch how you treat people because you never know when you're going to need them or you never know what chaos can be brought by the chaos that you brought. You just never freaking know. You just don't know. So watch how you treat people. Now, me being the Libra that I am, the energy that you give me is the energy that you're going to receive because I will mirror your energy. And it's not that I do an intention. That's just how I'm built and set up. So if you treat me like shit, I'm going to treat you back like shit. But everybody ain't got that moxie. Everybody don't got it in them. So I don't know who this young man is that was her assistant, but I'm just saying. They didn't issue the warrant, so they still investigating. We don't know what happened. We weren't there. We weren't in the situation. We don't know. It could have happened, but it could have not have happened. So we just don't freaking know. But I digress. It's hard to know. But if she is displaying that narcissist behavior, abusive and narcissistic behavior, then and she was under the tutelage of a dude, and the dude is in jail right now. He in federal jail right now, so I don't know. Doc says spoiled and privileged people don't know how to how that goes sometimes, sadly. Yeah, they don't. They don't. It's like when certain people get a certain level of success and start getting a certain level of money, they just feel like they in charge of every freaking thing. Like is what they say and what they say goes. And especially when they got like assistants, because the assistants are there to assist them. You know what I'm saying? So it could pop off at any second. Yeah, dot, dot, dot. So you already know, Doc. I got questions. What kind of pills were these? that got her all upset and want to abuse somebody. Like, I got questions. I got questions. And like I said, if she is displaying that kind of behavior, she probably learned from her ex-management. You know, basically they saying that's what he did. So I'm just saying. And it's crazy because she had all with all of them just right now anyway. But listen, I never lack humor from these two right here that I'm about to talk about. And it's fun to talk about them because this is getting out of pocket. Probably just antidepressants. I don't know, but she was going off about them. And apparently she smacked dude, hit him on the wrist, and berated him. Because something happened to her pills. I don't know. So anyway, this thing with Jay-Z and Busby is getting funnier and funnier by the by. And I know it's supposed to be a serious thing because it is a serious thing. If these things, if these allegations are true, this is a very serious situation. But in true storytelling fashion, if I find something funny, I'm going to talk about it. And this thing right here is out of pocket. Like, it's, they just not going to stop. So, Jay-Z wants a piece of Attorney Busby's hide, legally speaking. He don't want his real booty. He just legally wants to rip him a new one. He's demanding a court sanction on Busby. For what Jay calls a false grape lawsuit that's damaged his reputation. Ooh, child. Jay-Z, I'm going to talk to you about that in a second because I do have to talk about a few things. So according to Jay's new motion filed by his lawyer, Alex Shapiro, Busby did not conduct even the most rudimentary investigation into the shocking claims made by his Jane Doe client in her lawsuit. The woman alleged Jay-Z and Diddy gave her some narcotics and graped her after the MTV VMAs awards in 2000, and she was 13. Now, we are currently reading that case. So, I'm not going to get too far into the details because we're going to get into those details on Wednesday. But I will say that this back and forth between Tony Busby and Jay-Z and Jay-Z's lawyer is crazy. I think it already, these are the things I want to say to Jay-Z. I think it already looks crazy that your lawyer said that you and Diddy weren't friends. That's just first. Like, that looked crazy in itself. It looks crazy, and this is why it looks crazy. Not saying that you did these things that are being alleged, but I'm just telling you why it looks crazy all around. So, you're married to a woman. She's a woman now, but when you met her, she was 16. And they're still up in the air about when y'all started dealing with each other. Now, y'all say y'all got together when she was 19, but that's in question. Then come to find out, when Fox was doing Ain't No Niggas, she was like 14, 15 years old. And Nas kind of called that out. How am I tip to you if I love you? And when he did Ether, remember he did that line where he said that he was all up in Fox stuff. So that's one. And then you got this child that's running around trying.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
I'm going to figure out if you are his daddy or not, and you won't take the DNA test. And then if found that you are his daddy, then his mom was 16 when you started messing with her, and you were a grown man at that time, too. So those things alone already make it look crazy for you. And then the allegations against your friend who's not your friend are all of these type of allegations. And when Busby first started talking about him representing potential victims, he instantly said that there's some people that they was going to reach out to first before they went any step further. They obviously reached out to you because you said that your lawyer received a shakedown letter from Busby. So now it's I think the strategy is to turn this into a circus so that Busby won't look as credible as a lawyer, and maybe it will deflect and make it less believable that these things happen. They allegedly happened. I don't know. I wasn't there. But it makes it less conspicuous. If they turn it into a circus, this is a strategy. If they turn it into a circus, now people not paying attention to what could really be the facts. But they're paying attention to the nonsense between Jay-Z, his lawyer, and Busby. And so I see the strategy. I see it. Doc said, we agree that this case was very copy and paste. It was. We did talk about that. And we still reading it. So, you know, just the case. Yeah, but yeah, all that stuff is funny when you think about it. Also records with R. Kelly. And that's what I'm saying. Like, these things look the way they look because of these things. I forgot you was going to tell me my light wasn't on. I forgot to turn it on. Hold on. Let me get it straight. There we go. It's on now. my bad. But it makes it look crazy. And then not only that, this even down to Aaliyah, right? You was on her heavy. She wasn't a teenager, but she was still pretty young. And she went through all of that stuff with R. Kelly. And then you try to turn around and try to mess with her. And then I guess that didn't pan out. So then you do music with R. Kelly. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy. So these things, and for public opinion, look a little crazy because we know your track record. We know you like them young. I'm quite sure he like them grown too, but he like them on the young side. You feel me? I think that he's not the only man that like younger women. Look a lot crazy. Yeah, it does. It does look crazy, Doc. You're not lying. Doc said, I'm being honest. I'm just saying, it's a lot of men out here that like younger women. But I think in this particular case, because it's two high profile individuals, of course, it's going to be something to talk about. I've been thinking about this. You've been thinking about it since we talked about this. Yeah, I mean, and like I said, for this particular case, it's too, Thanks, Miss. Oh, my mother-in-law. That's not my mother-in-law because I'm not married to none of her sons. Hi, Miss Rebecca. I love you. But I think, and I was never married to none of her sons, by the way, but that's my mother-in-law. I love her. And she's also a fellow Libra. But I think that, like we discussed on Wednesday, there are a lot of, I got questions. And we got to dive deeper into this, you know, accusation, this case or whatever. But I think as far as that, you know, that's the whole another thing. And we got to see what Busby got going on further in. thanks, Doc. Further on in the developments. But I really feel like this is a strategy that Jay-Z and his lawyer are using right now, because it takes some of the attention away from the case, the actual case, and puts more attention on the circus surrounding the case, the lawyer and Jay-Z going back and forth. Like it seems like a strategy to me. I don't know. We're going to keep saying that, like, we're going to keep paying attention. But the crazy part is with this case, Jay-Z is this one person that's included in this case. Diddy is included in this case, but yet you've heard nothing from his side or his attorneys concerning this case. You've only heard from Jay-Z and his attorney. And I guess in Diddy's defense, he's in jail. He's trying to get out of jail, so he like, screw this case right now. I'm worried about this, my freedom. So, but it's a circus. It's a circus if I ever seen one. Do I think this is a strategy on Jay-Z and his lawyer's behalf? Yes. I think Busby is falling right into the trap in which they want him to fall into. Because he keeps coming back and with his responses and all of that good stuff. And but I think it's really because Busby is just mad because he disrespected him as a lawyer. Like, oh, you trying to say I'm a crash out? I'm a traffic case lawyer? Like, what? So this is a circus. And I think that also, because everybody keep trying to predict whether or not Jay-Z going to go down in this situation, I think this also gives a prime example of how covered he is. Like, he's not going down for this. This is not even a thing. It's, look at what they doing. This is not going to be it. If he go down, this is not going to be it. Trust me. He weaseling his way out of it right now. You feel me? But Busby is on his heels. But Busby is on his heels and he is not lighting up. So we're gonna see how this, what kind of other entertainment we'll get out of it. Like I said, it's a serious situation if the allegations are true. But in the melee of trying to figure out if these allegations are true, it's a circus. And so what do you have at circuses? Clowns. And it's a whole bunch of clownery going on and buffoonery. It's a lot. So I don't know. Wait. So Doc said, check this out. Remember the Vixen tell all? They kind of said Jay-Z was nice, but his puff was a bad guy. It makes it easy to put bad stuff on bad people. Listen, I read, I don't want to get up right now. I have Vixen, what is it called? It's called, I can't even see right now. I'm so mad. Video Vixen. That's by Corinne Steffens. And I also have the book by Nas's baby mother as well. So these are two different chicks, but both have stories about Jay-Z. Carmen, never said anything remotely bad about Jay-Z and, you know, how he treated her. She did talk about how he washed his butt, but she never said anything crazy. The craziness didn't comment on him and Nas got the beef, and then that's when all hell broke loose. We all remember that. As far as Corinne Stephens is concerned and what she had to say about Jay-Z, she did say he was very polite. And nobody's saying that he was mean to the people he, but there's a such thing. I'm going to say this, and this is as a victim of great myself. There is this thing where the predator can be two things at one time. The predator could be a nice person, but the predator could also be a monster. You know what I mean? Like, they could be both at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So he might have been nice to Corinne. He might have been nice to Carmen, but maybe not to this victim. You know what I'm saying? So that really don't, you know, say anything. He was nice to them. Diddy was nice to Corinne as well, but then he turned around and told Exhibit that watch out for her because she'll have her fingers up your booty on video camera. So, but he was nice to her when she was around him. He was nicer to her than Irv Gotti was. So you could be both things in one person. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Yeah, I got both. I got the Video Vixen book by her, by Corinne. I might gotta read that again. You might have some clues in there. And I got the book by I'm Nas's baby mother, Carmen Bryant. Actually, you gotta read them. I don't know. Maybe we should do a book review on both of them. We talk about it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that would be an interesting conversation because I do have both books. Hi, Rock. Kaboom. Guess who stepped in the room? Yeah. Hi, Rock, honey. I have a comment, but I will not say. What? Say, speak. You know we don't hide nothing over here. We say what's on our mind. What's the comment? But I think that'll be an interesting discussion. Both of those books, actually. Doc says, salute to you, Rock. I think both of those books would be an interesting conversation because actually, and Diddy in both of those books too. Because Karma got a section where she talked about Diddy for a second, where he was trying to get her. Yeah, he's in both those books. Something like he kissed her or whatever. Like, I don't want to kiss her, some shit like that. Yeah. Irv would not be the movement. Irv would not be of the movement of Jay-Z and Diddy. Nah, he wasn't. Irv was on them E-pills real heavy back then too, him and Josh. So, I don't know. You know, Diddy was on them things too, but Narcotta has a different effect on everybody. Like, everybody. One person could react one way to it and one person can react another way to it. And what I will say with them E-pills is I've seen all kinds of stuff. I've seen people just break out, bust out in tears, and I didn't even know what was going on. I couldn't relate because I ain't do that. You feel me? But I mean, and this is somebody I knew, may he rest in peace because he's not here no more. But that wasn't why he passed. That just was like an earlier part in his life before he got it together. I couldn't understand like what's going on. Like, and then they told me that he had, and I was like, oh, okay. I don't want that if it's gonna make me act like that. I seen a girl falling out in middle, like I seen all kinds of stuff. So people respond differently to the situation. Doc said, man, shit to explain gang recognized gang. I'm just saying. So, at the end of the day, everybody's situation is different. But yeah, from my understanding, Irv treated her like shit. And she linked up with Diddy that one time. She had a lovely time. But then next thing you know, she hanging out with Exhibit and Diddy is out here talking about people and they booties and stuff. And I feel like he only mentioned that because she had her finger in his booty hole. I'm just saying. How would you know that? I got questions. How would you know that she do that kind of stuff unless she did it to you? But you liked it. And you was just trying to want Exhibit because you liked it. But, and you didn't know what type of time he was on. And in that same story, you took them to a male, well, not even a male, but a community club at the same time. When you told this man that, you told him this at your party, and then y'all left and went to a community club. You know what community I'm talking about. The community that people think that people hate, but we don't really hate. I don't really give a fuck what you do with your personal life. But right after that, he took them to this club for Exhibit to find out that people in this club like each other, each their own kind of genders. And so, yeah, there's a lot. It's a lot. So we're going to get back into this Diddler and Carter case on Wednesday. But yeah, it's a thing. It's a crazy thing. Anyway, it is now time for us to get to these love notes. First, I want to give some live love because thank you for watching. You didn't have to, but you did, and I appreciate you. I love you so much. Thank you. But anybody watching from Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, I appreciate you so much, and thank you for the love. Big shout out to Miss Rebecca, my mother-in-law, who's not really my mother-in-law. And also, who else came and gave some love? And Mo, thank you for the love also. Doc said Corinne was not a challenge. She was okay to do whatever he wanted. He didn't feel, did he? Didn't feel a power dynamic. I know, and that's why it didn't. That's why it only happened at one time. Because he wanted to be in control. She was just down for the cause. But and also at the same time, she was messing with Irv Gotti and Ja Rule at the same time, real happy. She was more like their property, so it was craziness. But anyway, enough about that situation. Anyway, it is now time for me to get to these love notes. Love notes to be explained. These people are my listening audience. I love them, I adore them, and I appreciate them so much. They are the reason why we only need 1,500 more downloads to reach our next milestone, which is 20,000 downloads. And so I appreciate them so much. So I give them all the love because they be loving on me, man. So I want to love back on them. So it is now time for the love notes. I'm going to get that off the screen, but I'm explaining the love notes. Oh, well, let me explain that first. I used to call it love. Doc used to call it show notes. I was never, ever going to call it show notes, but Doc used to call it show notes. And then we bickered for a while, but there's no love without compromise. So we came to a compromise and now we call it love notes. And I'm glad we changed it to that. I couldn't see it being anything else but love notes. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. And so we sticking with it. And we gonna ride this thing till the wheels fall off. But now it's time for my love notes. I want to give love to anybody and all of y'all. Thank you for the love. Shout out to my top six. The United States, the United Kingdom, India, China, Canada, Belgium, specifically Brussels. I love you guys. You guys are extraordinary. And thank you. Thank you for being loyal and dedicated. Russia, Indonesia, Japan, New Zealand, Australia, Turkey, Switzerland, Germany, Mexico, Austria, Philippines, and Kenya. Hi, thanks for the love. I love you. Thank you. Pakistan, Romania, South Africa, Nigeria, Brazil, Netherlands, Singapore, Spain, Ireland, and Nepal. I love you all so much. Thank you. Oh my gosh. Mauritius, Israel, Hong Kong, France, Poland, Tunisia, Venezuela, baby, Czech Republic, and Portugal, and Morocco. I love you guys so much. Thank you for the love. Oh my goodness, I love you. Ghana, Finland, Cameroon, Lithuania, Sweden, Bangladesh, and Latvia. Hi, I thank you. I love you. Thanks for the love. I appreciate you so much. Thanks. You guys are extraordinary. I love you. Hungary, Greece, Denmark, Jamaica, and Slovakia. Hi, thank you for the love. As the list gets longer, I get happier and happier. This love is extraordinary, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I would not. No, 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 no. You guys are extraordinary. Feels so good. Feels so good. Doc said, hit that like button and tune in. Live show, radio show, app, get the app. Yeah, do all of that stuff. All of that good stuff. Yes. I love it. Let's go. Doc also said, worldwide, say what you say. If it's a lie, you got to pay, Tasha K. Doc, we got bars today. Listen, I'm just saying, you kind of set yourself up and you call that girl bluffing. She showed you, don't call it my bluff. You're going to fuck around and find out. It's one of my favorite saying, don't fuck around and find out, because you will. And our kind of people, we different. We nice, sweet, and cool, and calm, and collective at first. But you keep fucking breaking that glass and pushing the button and see what happens. Top flight. Catch the Doc said, top flight. Catch the vibe from a bad boy to a murder ink or enterprise. Oh, the enterprise. Look, don't do them pills crying. Of drama, trauma, stop, go get help. Listen, and you gotta remember, that's when everybody was doing that real big. So this is back when she talked, everybody was on them real big, and I'm not really, I got my vices. I only got one vice now, but I'm not with all that. Not dialing. No, not dialing. Oh, child, hot fire. Listen, it's crazy out here. What I do know is I want to know what kind of pills they was that she had that she was going ham about. And, yeah, was they them kind of pills? Because I don't know. Doc got bars. Doc got bars tonight. But it's a lot going on in this world. What I will say is this, do not judge people because they got more money than you. Your house burned down, you're going to be sad too. Sorry, plant life. Your house burned down, you're going to be sad too. So shut up. What else we talk about? I don't know what's going on with TDE and Joy Badass and Tory Lanez apparently, but it's not... It's begun. What else did we talk about? Let me see. We got Nicki, Baby. I hope that what they're saying is not true. Jay-Z and Busby. This is crazy. This has turned into a whole circus. And Busby, I think you're falling for it. And you're going to lose this case because you are falling for it. Their strategy is amazing. Their strategy. That strategy is amazing. Quite sure it was something else we talked about, but y'all, get it together. Get it together. So, remember, you can always join the conversation. You can always call in. You can always drop a comment. You can always send a text. Text and comments. I read out loud comments on the screen. Call in. You live on air. The number is 443-780-5978. 443-780-5978. Okay? Okay. You want to talk to us about anything? Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Contact at ambitiouslyent.com. Yeah. La, 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 la. Like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. We need every like, every share, every subscription. They're greatly appreciated. They are. We do not take requests. Why? Because any music video that I've played thus far, I've had permission to play, written, electronic, audio, visual, I had permission. So when I start playing videos again, know that any video that I play, I have permission to play. Also, my DJ is that guy. Now, I know last week was a little weird, and the week before, too, because of the weather and all that. Hopefully, this week will be smooth sailing. But he's that guy already, so I'm not getting ready to let y'all request stuff, get on his nerves, mess up his flow, just catch his vibe. Pour something, sip something, roll something, smoke something, but don't get in the way, okay? Okay, awesome. Awesome. Join our coffee community so I can fucking cuss whenever the fuck I feel like it. And we can have salacious, titillating, and taboo conversations. I would like to do that. And I would like you to join in the festivities. And don't mind my potty mouth. John the Baptist had a potty mouth too. And he was a great guy. Phenomenal guy. He just had to lay your ass out every now and again. You had to take that. Ooh. No pause. No Debbie. Check out our website, www.ambitiouslyent.com, www.ambitiouslyent.com. Yeah, check that out. And so the pathway to all things ambitiously. There's some stuff over there for you. Go check it out. Big shout out to our DJ. I told y'all he already that guy, so I need y'all to leave him alone. Go DJ, because that's my DJ. Go DJ, because that's my, he's extraordinary. Y'all should check out the Fire Fridays because he be bringing that heat every week. He just bring it. He drop it off in my email and I just present it, but it's all him. That's all his handiwork. He handles the business. Big shout out to DJ UKZ. Let us know how y'all feel about these mixes. We need to know. We would like to know how you feel about them. Tell us. We want to know. And he be logged in on Fridays. So I'm going to tell y'all to say it to his face. Don't say it to me. Say it to him. Let him know how you feel. Let him know how you really feel. But don't, not too much on our DJ, all right? Not too much on our DJ. I don't want to have to. Whew, I ride for mine. And he part of this ambitiously entertainment family. So don't, not too much on my DJ. Let me see. What we got here? Okay. Doc came with the bars this evening. I see you. Anyway, now it is time for me to say, oh, no, it ain't time yet because I ain't prepared. Hold on. Let's get this together. Now I'm ready. Oh, and the show went smoothly today. No craziness. So I'm a little happy about this. But anyway, mind your business, except for Media Mondays where I tell everybody's business. Obviously, I did it today. And it's fun. And I'm nosy. And I want y'all to be nosy with me, so that's why I do it. Tap ins, I've been doing really good and not telling anybody's business. And I'm up 3 Harleys right now. Go me until tomorrow, where I'll probably send them all back to jail. Hopefully I keep the bottom bitch off. but I've been doing good. I haven't been telling people's business. The wiretap, you got a court case and it's high profile. I'm reading it. I'm gonna start getting into some of these other cases too that are not like Diddy. I mean, like, not necessarily celebrities, but have a high-profile situation. So, yeah, we read them cases. You shouldn't be a disgusting, depraved human being. So I want to tap into those. I will go through our vocabulary list tonight, but it's getting longer, and I don't feel like it. On the Wyatt Wednesdays, I tell more of my business because we be having discussions. But on Cattails, I'm going to tell my business with intention. And if you don't want nobody to know it's you that I'm talking about, yeah, I would recommend that you don't comment or say anything because then they're going to know it's you. And it's your fault because any story that I'm telling, I'm changing the name of the person. So they won't know it's you. So they'll know it's you if you comment. So I wouldn't comment if I were you. I would just hear the story, understand why it rubbed me the way it rubbed me, and learn from the situation. That's cattails. It's coming really, really soon. But other than that, mind your business. Love your babies, hug your babies, adore your babies, encourage your babies, and always tell your babies that they are the GOAT, the greatest of all times. They need that encouragement. And it's your job as their parent to provide that encouragement for them. You're going to have trials and tribulations. Y'all going to go through things, but you still got to be that rock for them. Real talk. So love them babies and let them know that they the GOAT. If they want to work for NASA, tell them to be the best astronaut, engineer, receptionist, janitor, secretary, whatever the hell else they do over there at NASA. I don't know. I ain't never worked there, but what I do know, what I'm going to recommend is that you get yourself a good telescope, a real good one. Not the kind that you look through your neighbor's windows, but you perv. A good one that you got to assemble, put it together. It's kind of girthy, it's kind of big. You take your babies outside and y'all go discover some shit. You never know how monumental and how life-changing that could be for a kid. Do that. If they want to work for, but don't get the cheap kind. Don't be looking through your neighbor's window either. If they want to work for NASCAR, tell them to be the best NASCAR driver, pit boss, pit crew member, commentator, and I know they got engineers over there too, so engineers. What I know is it's NASA. They got a need for speed, and at one point in time, they used to love muscle cars, and I will forever love me a muscle car. They're extraordinary. Think about it. They're extraordinary. Yeah. But whatever the case may be, tell them babies that they're the GOAT. They need that encouragement. They need a bed. Mama say, mama say, mama say. The next thing I'm going to say to you, I say this with love, and I give you this fair warning with love. Stay in your fucking lane. Stay in your lane. My lane and your lane are not the same. Your lane is over there. My lane is over here. Stay in your lane. It's safer that way. You jump into my lane, you're going to get something that you do not want. I keep telling y'all, don't break the glass, don't push the button, and everything will be cool. You jump into my lane, you're going to get what is not so nice, cat. She's not, that cat is a bitch. She ain't, you're going to get her. You're going to get her. And I'm trying to save you so that you don't get her, because I keep telling you she's nice. And then I got 3 Harleys out right now and the dog and myself. It's get ready to get ugly. So just stay in your lane and to be beautiful that way. You don't want her. You want her. Hold on. She's nice, sweet, kind, and cuddly. And you get a 2-for-1 deal, because if you get her, you probably going to get her. Hey, you big perv bitches. Listen, and when cat is purring, cat is a happy, happy girl. You get a 2-for-1. You get a meow and a purr. You want them. Hey, you big purr bitches. But you don't want that first motherfucker, because she is something else. And once she gets started, all she sees is red. She don't see nothing else. So leave her the fuck where she's at. Please. And plus, what usually happens when you jump into other people's lanes is a collision. And who the fuck needs that? I don't need that for me. I don't need that for you. We don't need that for we. So just stay in your fucking lane. And everything will be peachy keen. See what you started, Petty Boots. Now there's a whole rat craziness going on right now. But anyway, mama say, mama say, mama say, sir. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Every battle is not a battle for you to fight. Petty Boots, a.k.a. Little Caligula, a.k.a. Baby Caligula, a.k.a. Drake. Sometimes you got to say, all right, fuck it. You won that one. I'm going to live to fight another day, and I'm focused on trying to win the war. But no, not you. You got to worry about the bullshit battles all the time. He can learn a lesson from J. Cole. Shit. Dumbass. Now you done fucked it all up. Niggas, you out here suing for diss records and shit. Some bullshit. Anyway, pick and choose your battles wisely. Mobb Deep told y'all a long time ago that there is a war going on outside and that no man is safe from it. They also said you could run, but you can't high five in these streets that we done took. You walking with your head down, scared to look. Mama say, Mama Sama, Maku Saba, because I gotta stop myself. When it comes to Mobb Deep, I will keep going. Mama say, Mama Sama, Maku Saba. Pick and choose your battles wisely. Fuck the battles. Worry about the war. I'm worried about the war. You should say. Worry about the war. But fuck these old bullshit ass battles. Be yourself. Love yourself. Be one with yourself. Connect with yourself. But one thing that I don't want you to do is be out here trying to people please, trying to please these people, because I don't give a fuck what you do, how much you do it. You're not going to please them any fucking way. You can't make other people happy. Only they can make themselves happy. You can add to their happiness, but you can't make them happy because happiness starts within. So don't fucking try. You came in this world by yourself. You're going to leave by yourself. Trust and believe, even if you are a twin boo-boo. So focus on yourself. Focus on you. You will spend so much time trying to fix whatever it is other people have a problem with, only for them to find a new fucking problem. So fuck trying to solve the problem. Worry about you and your happiness. Worry about your well-being. You can't give anybody anything if you don't have nothing to give yourself. Worry about you. And dream. Dream big. And don't let nobody tell you your dreams are inferior or they can't be obtained or you can't. You can do whatever you want to do. All I'm going to recommend is that when you do decide to work on that dream, make sure you execute, because execution is key. And that's that. I'm always going to be here to encourage. I'm never going to be here to tell you, you can't do it. Nah, you can do it. Fuck them. Do it anyway. They say you can't do it anyway. Doc said he fighting for his life. It is a war for him. He losing bad. I don't know if this was a war. It could have been an avoided war. He chose. This was just a battle at first. He chose not to gracefully bow out. So, because he chose to take the route that he chose, he can't blame nobody but himself. And yeah, it might be a war for him, but it was a battle at first. You turned it into a war. Now you suing people for writing this. I mean, you suing people for allowing this records to come out about you. And you look stupid. You look dumb. Huh? Don't you? Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you what I know. Just telling you what I know. He might be fighting a little battle. I mean, a war. But it's a war he caused himself. Mm-hmm. Learn a lesson. Learn a lesson. These lessons are valuable. I'm just saying. But anyway, y'all, I got to go get my dog her medicine for her eye and get ready for school tomorrow. I love y'all. Stay out of trouble. Stay safe. I will see y'all tomorrow. Me and Doc for the tap-in and for the final exam that I might get my bitches locked back up in. But I'm going to try to keep them out. I love them. I don't want them to go back to jail. We were having so much fun this week and this weekend. We were showing out. We was outside. But with that being said, I love y'all. I gotta go. Good night.
At
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.